hates it.
Yeah.
It's a shame it was your whole wedding.
I do get to the silent point. He doesn't hate the silent. I think like when he goes silent, he goes, I hate your witch cackle.
That one.
Dang it, man.
My biggest success of the last week has been that the Korn songs hit the Triple J Hot 100. They've been playing it on the radio. And no I was way. Like, I played it
it's
at work.
It's going to be number one now.
I know. I played it at work when it Truly. Came out. Mm. And I was like, guys, the song slaps. It's stuck in my head. And then they listened to it and they kind of all went silent. And they were like, I don't think it's as good as you think it is, yeah, Alex. Yeah. And then I announced them that it was on Triple J. And they were like, mm-hmm. You're a cultural cool. icon. Yeah. You called it here first. Did you have your eyebrows
laminated? Yeah, that's why they're...
I can't tell.
Yeah, because they're at the weird stage where they're so fresh that they're actually, like, still stuck to my head, so they're not going up.
Yeah, they're, like...
I have to brush them
the
up.
The least erect I've ever seen your eyes. Like, they're almost...
They go sideways.
They're almost going down.
Yeah, I know. It's because they're at the stage where they go in any direction.
Your face really looks less lifted when they're sideways.
I know.
I sent some hats into Hamish and Andy from The Ninch.
Did you?
Yeah, because I want to be in the...
Yeah, I know what you want to be in. What
Tell me it? Someone I haven't thought about in a yeah. while segment.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. Since I've thought about...
Sarah Marie from Big Brother, who with the bunny ears.
Mm, I know. I remember her.
Yeah, but have you thought about her in the last year?
I don't think I would have. I mean, why would I have? That's a funny one for you to come up with.
Is it?
Mm. Adrian's really good at them, but he always picks like cartoon characters.
Oh no, I want humans. Okay, go. You do me now.
You have to sing the song.
It's been a while since I thought about. It's definitely not how the song goes, but okay.
Noni Hazelhurst.
No, I absolutely thought of her because
why?
Because John just passed away last week.
Who? Her husband?
No, Noni and John from Play School.
I don't remember John. Just Noni.
He was. Cultural icon.
Oh, okay.
Bad one.
Sorry.
And insensitive at that.
Maybe subconsciously that's why my brain
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why the game is genuinely interesting because yeah. there's generally something that has triggered that person.
Rex Hunt.
Yep.
Oh, go on.
No.
I haven't thought about it.
Is he the fishing guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you've got that. You got me there. Absolutely got me there. All right. Now you go.
It's been a while since I've thought about...
Huey's Cooking Adventures.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think so. I have recently thought of Ready, Steady, Cook, which might have lent itself to the same daytime TV cooking show-esque thing, but I don't specifically remember his suspenders.
Yeah. Good one.
I haven't thought about them recently. I love how when we need chit-chat, we just default
to copying
Hamish
and
Andy and singing it. Yeah, because we've got a problem.
It's an illness. But I guess if you don't listen to that, great content here. Let's guess what's coming out of the pizza oven. Kidding. Still haven't found a bloody house.
Oh.
There's nothing going... I'm sorry, but an absolute curse on anyone... who has uttered these phrases to me, except my dad, who I love dearly and says it every day. First phrase, you're cancelled if you've said, just wait till September. All of the houses go up in September. People like to sell in spring. False. September has had the lowest listing rate of any month in literally like 5 years. Incorrect. We are now into October.
You sound like Dwight Schrute right now.
Bears beats.
Yes.
Realestate.com. There is nothing. We are into October. There is genuinely about three things.
It has picked up a bit more. It has picked up a bit more. It's better than September. Nothing can be worse.
Nothing could be worse than the month that everyone told me we would buy our house in.
Yeah.
Secondly.
I think that they're wrong and I think that you'll buy your house in...
I think November.
I was going to say last week of October or first week of November.
Last week of October would be pretty difficile because...
It would have to be up now.
I'm in Japan. No, because I'm in Japan. Oh. Yeah, très difficile. Anyway, second sentence. It's been a great time for you to sell. Interest rates are rising. House prices are crashing. Mm. You're going to get a really good price.
You do not go on realestate.com.au every day of the week. You do not look at the auction results every Saturday.
Don't like you tell me what I think. The
house prices might be falling in regional Victoria and the western suburbs of Melbourne. However, they're
not. For the average-ish's houses in... And for the house... for my house when I sold it. But they are not for the houses that everyone wants.
They're still good.
They are sky high, as ever.
Getting still stronger.
Almost worse, because the competition is all for like the one nice house on the market instead of the rest of them. But the interest rate hikes have had in no way like a proportionately inverse effect on house prices. No, nada. I don't care what data you want to try and show me. It's fudged. It's a fucking lie. It's not true. And I feel like I'm somewhat an expert on it because I actually check every day. So
I would agree.
Yeah. We sold our houses based on expert opinion that now's a great time to sell. In a couple of months, everything's going to be in the market and everything's going to be dirt cheap. Fucking false. There's nothing. And truly, whatever.
No one knew.
And the, yeah, so the why lesson, does everyone think that they know? Stop telling me. Because you actually didn't.
The lesson is, if you've got a good house, you can buy and sell it whenever you want, basically, because you'll be fine.
Except if you had a good house and you sold it, then you can't find another house that's
anywhere near
as good.
Yeah.
I would say I could rebuy my house now for less than what I sold it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it has, you know, there's a downwards incline, but not in that people were telling me I would buy a house for the cost of a rainbow paddle pop.
They are fucking dumb. That was never going to happen.
But they said it. They explicitly said
they were, whoever that was. Pops.
It was The Australian.
Well,
and the fucking Financial Review.
We should speak to them.
I will. My hands are going to sleep.
So yeah, hasn't bought a house.
Yeah, sorry enough about that. I won't talk about it every week, but like it's really my only personality trait.
I don't think
at this
we've spoken about it for like a month, so I think people would be okay with this.
We just had the Ringwood East chat.
Oh man, that was so long ago.
One of my friends was like, "Is this the house you were talking about?" and sent the exact house. I was like, "Damn, you did well."
No, also because I have a search filter on my realestate.com.au for everything that's sold locally in this area. I'm like, I want to know everything that's sold that's over 3 bedrooms, it's over 1,000 square meters. Yeah. And like, I check that to see what it updates to. That house is the only house in this area that's sold over 1,000 square meters that's over 3 bedrooms for like a month, I reckon, because it's still the top of my list.
Yes, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, it's still the top of my list. I'm so sorry.
Good to know. Good to know it was one of a kind. Excellent.
There will be more. There will be more.
Anyway, what else is news? I don't really have any news other than, I guess this will go up after I'm in Japan anyway, but I'm like, what should I do when I'm in Japan?
What obviously, we need on the pod stories, your ice cream, like, journey.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to be a journey. I'd also like your ramen journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I care about, really, is Lisa's food content in Japan. So, yeah, like, fair. If you could let us know on the pod, on Insta stories, when you're going over there, and then just, like, give us random updates about ice creams and what you rate them out of 10. That would be greatly appreciated. Good content.
Literally can't wait to get the, like, cheesecake one that I think I have to go to Family Mart for. Oh, my God, I'm just so excited. Also, I forget that I really do get into shopping for Brenton and, like, shopping for, like, food and, like, other things because I am too big for Japan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. I'm this weird fucking... Is what's that big dinosaur thing or like dragon thing?
More specific.
Really, like
a T-Rex.
There's movies about it. Whatever. I'm this giant.
Oh, Godzilla!
Is he a dinosaur or a dragon?
I think he's what both. He's fake. He's not anything real. It's not a real thing. So it's mythical.
It is interesting when you think about things like that and you've never really thought about what they are.
Yeah. You're right. It's a dinosaur dragon. It's a Godzilla.
Yeah. Anyway, I am Godzilla stomping on the fucking houses as I walk through Japan. Like, I get that, like, men are like, oh, the shower head's too small for me. But I'm like, no, the shower head's too small for me. Once I asked for a size 40 shoe and they were like, no.
Don't go shoe shopping.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, like, do you have my size in this? And they're like grabbing out like, oh, no, no, one size fits all. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's just fucked. It's like, I mean, I'm living the world as anyone over the size 10 lives in Australia.
It's probably true.
I'm enormous. I can't, my feet, they laugh at. I'm just too big for that world. So I will just shop for Brenton.
Yeah, that sounds good. And buy like cookie homewares and things. Oh.
Yeah. For my house. Sorry. Godzilla getting angry.
Stop, stop, stop.
You've lost the plot.
I have.
Okay. Speaking of, but not speaking of Japan at all, we have...
a product trial.
From...
Suisu.
Toronto, Ontario.
What?
No, it's made in Korea.
Oh.
Suisu. We...
tried.
I'm trying.
We one word at a time.
Su.
Su.
Have you seen that TikTok that's like, ban me. Ban me. I'm so sorry.
Please send it to me.
It's like, everyone's out here saying ban me. It's like, Vietnamese is like a tonal language. It's like, you have to go ban me. Ban me. Oh, that might have been it. Anyway, we're trying to nail that. So I'm also trying to nail
Suisu.
Suisu.
Which is a Korean skincare brand. And this is the product that we tried, no one can see it, is the Essential Comfort Firming Cream Moisturizer.
So, we haven't tried anything from this brand before, but we have tried like adjacent brands. So it's an Amore Pacific brand. So we've obviously tried Laneige.
Yep.
We've tried... well, there's another Amore Pacific brand that we quite like.
Oh, Innisfree.
Innisfree.
Yep.
Now, but this is a fun category. Oops. Because to me, this is like the La Mer of the K-beauty world, right? Like it's quite...
yeah.
Luxe.
It is luxe. It's a $134 moisturizer. That's the 15 mils. Mm. That's inaccurate.
Oh, it's not that expensive.
Sorry, $160. Is it 75 mils? Probably, it looks like it. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like a decently priced... I mean, it's an expensive moisturizer. It's not decently priced. It's an expensive moisturizer.
Yeah, as in decently as an expensive. I mean,
it's more expensive than Tatcha, which I would rate as like mid-high.
Yeah.
For skincare price.
Yeah, point. Yeah. It is.
Is that you sooking or is it Toast?
It's Toast.
Sooking.
Oh, yeah. It actually is similar to Amore Pacific, like the actual brand Amore Pacific.
Yeah.
That's the one I was trying to think of with when I said a drawer. So, Suisu, we're saying it now. It's bougie. And the packaging is heavy.
So heavy. It feels like a chalice.
A what?
I don't know. Chalice.
What's that?
Like a cup. It's the wrong thing.
Also, the
can
way...
can you open that? Can you ASMR open that in front of your mic? That was nice.
There's something about expensive moisturizers where they have like a noisy screw.
Mm.
Like the...
they squeak a bit.
Balm 27. Like it's like...
the glass.
It's like this lid's so heavy, it doesn't want to screw onto the base. That's the vibe it's giving.
Anyway, yep.
Anyway, that sound is like therapeutic.
Yeah.
The packaging is absolutely beautiful. It looks... like it says K-beauty. It looks Asian.
Yeah.
Somehow.
It's the, you know, and this is such a beautiful orange color on the lid.
Mm.
Like as a homewares piece, love. It's like 70s orange.
Yes.
With a gold rim and like a pearlescent glass jar.
Yeah. Anyway. It's giving Shiseido if Shiseido was elevated.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's quite similar in, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yes and no.
And it's got, little characters on the top. So... it's luxe. That was the first thing I opened it and I was like, oh, this was a good PR. She bougie.
Yeah.
The smell?
Soft, subtly floral.
Very fragranced.
Oh.
Is what I was going to say.
It gives me clean fragrance though. It doesn't give me like YSL makeup fragrance, which is like freaking Juicy Punch.
It's not Juicy Punch, but to me it smells fragranced.
Yeah.
Like it smells added. It doesn't smell like this is what the products I've added in here smell like. It smells like I've added scent.
I'm sure, yeah.
I'm not sensitive to fragrance, so it's not the end of the world, but it definitely is fragranced if that worries you.
I am sensitive to fragrance, and this did not give me sensitive to fragrance feelings. Just not that I am your yardstick.
Yeah.
However, felt fine.
The texture is thick enough that you could hold it upside down and it absolutely will not come out of the pot.
No.
But not so thick that it's like pasty, like you get peaks in the product,
stiff peaks.
Yeah, you get it is actually meringue whipped to stiff peaks, except that it doesn't get grainy like that.
Yeah,
it's not so creamy that it's getting to a solid. There's like seven toast hairs in here.
Like, you could talk as if yours isn't full of Watson hairs.
Absolutely,
and
it's not.
Brenton hairs. And
yeah, it's probably full of Brenton's hairs that look like pubes, yeah. So can't really judge.
So the product claims to be a whipped firming cream that improves the look of elasticity for a supple, bouncy complexion. This intensive moisturizing and firming cream strengthens the skin's elasticity to make it look smooth and firm, and is formulated with Jisun Firming Complex, which is a potent blend of antioxidant-rich goji berries, black beans, and arrowroot. It adds resilience and makes way for a radiant, smoother complexion. It also has a Jaum, J-A-U-M, moisturizing complex and a golden ratio of 5 traditional herbal ingredients, which is what I think is in all the Suosu products. Is yeah,
it's like the golden ratio Hadasi complex.
The rice they have. Water thing, yeah. Yeah. Which infuses the skin with soothing hydration and strengthens the skin moisture barrier.
It's giving Miracle Broth at a third of the price.
Yeah, it's hypoallergenic and dermatologically tested.
Interesting. It's very fragrant to be hypoallergenic. That doesn't really, as we've said, that phrase doesn't necessarily mean anything.
So Suosu is a brand claims to revive legendary Asian medicinal herbs with advanced modern science.
Okay, cool.
So there you go. What did you think about it?
I first tried this when I had
the dreaded derm, which has
gone thanks to my stolen drugs.
Oh yeah, the antibiotics. Yeah, they worked wonders.
Mm. So I first tried it and I was like, "Ooh, I like that," but because it was so fragranced, and I was like, it was the furthest thing from what you bland, I had to sort of shelve it a little bit. But now it actually sits on my bedside table.
Yeah,
because it's a lovely, like, layering moisturizer. So sometimes I might, you know, shower after work and do my skincare routine, and I've put on, like, my basic moisturizer or whatever. Before bed, I want that, like, almost slugging light feeling.
Yeah.
So it sits on my bedside table, and it's one of those moisturizers. And this is how you know I like a moisturizer, essentially, when I say these few words.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning, I can rinse it off my face.
Yeah.
It stays on all night. Doesn't mention anything about ceramides, but to me it feels like a ceramide moisturizer.
Let's check the ingredients.
I don't think there are any, but it, which is very interesting, because if for some reason you like didn't like ceramides, but you like the feeling of things sticking around on your face, it's lovely because it doesn't feel thick or cloying in any way, but it also really...
Cloying? Doesn't feel thick or...
It doesn't feel thick or... Claggy?
You said cloying.
I know. Okay. Excessively sweet, rich, or sentimental to a disgusting or sickening degree.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A romantic, rather cloying story. So you can say, like, food's a bit cloying, or you could say...
Perfume? I feel like perfume would be a cloying thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Add it to your thing. Anyway, well, now that we've recovered from that, doesn't feel bad. But it really keeps you hydrated overnight and well into the morning. So yep. I really like it. What do you think?
I too liked it.
Mm.
It's not something I would have ever bought. And truthfully, I probably would have smelt it and thought it's not a modern scent.
Yeah.
And that would have put me off a little bit, I think, on first use. However, the product speaks for itself in terms of it's very rich and hydrating. I like it as a locking in cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I can speak to its firming claims.
Yeah, me either.
Ask
us in 20 years.
Seriously, but like I would never use a product like this for 20 years and then be like, I lived by this product and that is what has kept me so youthful. I really like the texture. It's something that I would, and maybe this is because I got it in PR and I wouldn't do it if I did spend $160 on it, but I'm very happy to take it like all the way up my neck if I'm like, I want to feel really hydrated all over.
Yeah, because it's not sticky.
Yeah.
Like you can, it's rich enough that you feel like you can use it there.
Yeah.
But other things don't feel nice there. Other things you'd then put on your pajamas and feel sticky and stuff, but it just doesn't do that. It's really nice.
Yeah, you're right. And plays very nicely with all my other products.
Yeah.
No noticeable like balling or anything. Even putting oils on after it, I find sometimes moisturizers that feel a bit like this where they're a bit, I don't want to say like silicone-y feeling, but they're very smoothing and like pore-filling feeling.
Yeah.
You know, like it feels like it's so thick that it's kind of like adding a layer of...
The dog just keeps me off my cushion.
She'll do that. I find, sometimes that products that feel like that, when you put an oil on top, sometimes you'll get a little bit of ball silicone-y layer coming off.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened.
Yeah. No, I really like it.
I too really like it. Made in France. No, it's just, you're right, it's got all of these different Amore Pacific, like, locations on it. They must just send it around the world. What would you rate it?
Oh, this one's a bit difficult because... Oh, I think I'd rate it an A.
Do you know what it says? Sorry to interrupt you. It claims 35% improved cheek area resilience on application. What does that even mean?
Is that quite like an Asian market claim? Are they talking like...
Volume in the cheek, I think.
Oh, I thought they were talking like reduction in reactivity of the cheeks.
Improved cheek area resilience.
How are they measuring that? What does that mean?
And translucent skin, thanks to powerful resilience boosting and moisture. You might be right. It might be about a redness reducing. About
like the, yeah. I want to give it an A, but I also feel like on the claims are a bit like... irrelevant to me, so I can't
I kind of tend to agree
on the claims.
Yep.
But in terms of something that is a really nice texture, a lovely moisturizer, and I think it almost gets bonus points for I never would have bought this or thought about buying this, but it's really pleasantly surprised me. And I think it's when you try something that you never would have bought otherwise and then it disappoints you, it's like I want to deduct so many points.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to add points to this for that reason.
For the fact that it satisfies
you. Shocked me. You surprised me. You're exactly what I needed and wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I don't feel offended by it. So therefore, I'm happy to give it a B plus. I don't want to give it an A. It hasn't wowed me. Like, I'm not like, I'll never live without this.
That's the thing. If I'm thinking, would I repurchase? Which I think things can be an A plus or things can be an A and I still might not repurchase.
Yes.
I don't know if I necessarily would for a number of reasons. Like, I don't tend to stroll through Sephora and do my skincare shop. Like, I don't, it wouldn't be a brand that I'm already at Dr. Dennis Gross buying my cleanser. I'm going to grab that. Yeah. It's not that kind of thing. But I also wouldn't not rebuy it.
I agree. I almost feel like it fills a bit of a gap in the moisturizing world. Is that too much to say?
No, it's definitely a different texture to what I have in my
same
routine. Like, I have the big thick ones, like the La Clinica essential one.
Yeah.
And then I've got the kind of overnight mask types where they're not as thick, but yeah, different. This is spreadable. More spreadable than most. It's very
spreadable.
Yeah. It almost, and it's different in finish, but it reminds me a little bit of the texture of the Tatcha Dewy skin cream, where it's that kind of thick. It's got peaks and stuff, but you can use a really small amount and it will go a really far
way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not as rich, but yes.
Not as shiny. But potentially lasts longer on the skin than that. Like, that's like dewy, but for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like less initially dewy, but it maintains the same level of hydration the whole way through, like,
yeah,
a good 18 hours.
I would agree with that. I also, in my B plus, consider their more sustainable approach to packaging, which for a luxury brand, I'm not sure that La Mer is doing recyclable boxes and things like that.
No.
They have got glass.
Yeah, let's hope it's not greenwashing and it's an actual genuine attempt.
It probably is. Forest Stewardship Council.
Great.
Certified paper carton.
And the packaging is nice. Do you know what I would love to try from them? Because this texture is spot on. I'd love to try some of their layering products, like an essence or
something. I was
something.
Just going to say, I'd really like
to. Oh my God, I think it would be so nice over an essence.
It makes sense. Like,
it does. It makes, like, as part of the routine, it makes sense that I would want to try the essence. So it's like, it's getting me in there.
Yeah.
It's really lovely.
Yeah. Very, very impressed. Very happy. All right. Good review.
We'll chat to you next week. I'll probably have some
Japan
content.
Yeah.
Woo!
Some beauty news to catch us up. It's been a while
since we've thought about
beauty news.
Ranger Tara from Totally Wild or whatever she's from.
Oh my gosh. How do you pluck these? That's really good. Really good. That's a skill.
Thank you. But I have one.
Like, genuinely, because you don't have, you're very bad at, like, spatial awareness. It's like you can't place people in space and time either. And so, like, all these people just come back to you, like,
yeah,
you thought of
like
them yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a savant.
You're a savant for random people.
Okay.
All right, guys. Toast is standing over us and she's like, time to wrap it up, guys. Yeah. Okay, bye. We'll talk to you next week. Say bye, Toast.
When When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.